Hello and welcome to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. If you're ready to be independent in helping your family with acute and chronic conditions in a more natural way, if you're interested in learning how to use homeopathy at home, and if you enjoy positive, encouraging messages, then this is the podcast for you. Click subscribe, grab some coffee or tea, a pen and a notebook, and get ready to learn how to use homeopathy at home in your family. The information in this podcast and its transcription is to be used for education only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor, and you should never stop any prescription medications without the advice and direction of your doctor. I am not a physician. I am not prescribing. And I am not making healthcare decisions for you. It is your choice to use the information provided here and in any future communications with me regarding homeopathy and natural healthcare.
Welcome back to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Bree, great to see you.
Today, we're doing the third in a little mini series we've been doing on the milks. So the milks are several different remedies that we just call them that. It's a category of remedy made from milk. So different types of milk. We did lactcaninum, which is dog's milk, lactdefloratum, which is skimmed cow's milk. And then today we're going to talk about lacthumanum, which is human mother's milk. So in general, we are continuing with the theme of the milks, which is loving, nurturing, nourishing, caring, mothering, a lot of vulnerability of people, going back to people's first needs. Were we protected? Were we nourished? Were we looked after from the get-go? So a lot of times people who need the milk remedies feel separation, they feel abandonment, or want to be left alone. Maybe they're wounded children, they have dependency issues, or feel very helpless. So all of those things are fundamental to all of the milks, but we get more specific in each episode. So today we're going to talk specifically about human milk. But before we get there, I wanted to read a review. We love reading these. They're so sweet. Thank you guys for leaving them. Yep. I am a review reader, so I really appreciate when people leave them. Yeah. This is by Amanda OLS, and she says, great resource. Stumbling upon homeopathy changed my life. I have been using it to treat my family for a few years now and will never turn back. I love finding resources like this podcast that are so simple to understand. It encourages me as a mother and helps me maintain the confidence to continue learning and treating my family in the way God designed. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, Melissa.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah.
Really sweet. Very, very sweet. Thank you so much. So yes, I love reading the reviews. They are encouraging because I always hope and pray that I'm blessing you. I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to waste anybody's money with the paid things that I have, like courses and stuff. So to know that you're actually being blessed and this is helping you, it really does help me to keep going.
Yeah.
Because if nobody ever said, hey, Melissa, what you're doing is serving me well, then I probably would not do it anymore. You know, so it really is good to hear. So thank you. All right.
Do it.
Go over to my notes. Wonderful. So lacthumana, there's a huge parallel between lacthumana and sacrum album. Both of them are the remedies we would think of predominantly in cases of eating disorders. So eating disorders in general, child didn't receive nourishment and or nurturing at a very early age, and so that can often lead to an eating disorder and nutritional problems. So you might think of a person who was never breastfed. And I'm not saying that if you don't breastfeed your child that they're going, that they are, you've you've
doomed them to this future.
It's not neglect, it's not child abuse, and they're not going to be, have an eating disorder. But if you have an eating disorder and you were never breastfed, you might consider this remedy.
I also, these remedies all come to mind when you think of adoption.
Yep.
Especially from later adoptions for children who were raised in other countries for a little bit of their life. So something to consider.
Yeah. So psychologically, there's a very interesting picture in Lac Humanum. A little bit like the alternating state of the Lac Caninum. If you don't remember that one, go back and listen to that one. How much of my energy do I actually use to care for the other people? And how much of the energy do I use to care for myself? So they conflict between the two, either overly caring of the other or detached from the other because they're trying to protect themselves. Sometimes they flip into a complete indifference about the world and only concerned with the narrow world in here. So there can be a type of isolation that can develop, overly mothering side, overly caring side that looks a little bit like the carcinosin, which you should go listen to that podcast episode if you haven't on carcinosin. The flip of which is I protect myself by becoming very isolated and self-protective. So Lac Humanum, Sacrum Album, and carcinosin dovetail into each other beautifully in the whole question of protecting myself, protecting my family, protecting others, protecting against the outside world with all the issues around nurturing, caring, loving, protecting, being the fundamental issue of the remedy. So there's a need in Lac Humanum. There's a need for someone to love them, almost a dependency and overly neediness on that emotional level. Their dreams can be of being pregnant, babies, death or dying, and as if they flip from one to the other. So birth to death in their dreams. Dependency as opposed to independency. So that's the inner dilemma that this person has. Am I independent or am I dependent? Detached to defend themselves like Nat Muir, and then the clingy, needy, nurturing pulsatilla on another level. Both of those can be part of this picture, which is also exactly what you get in the carcinosin picture. So carcinosin can look like a pulsatilla and can look like a Nat Muir. Lac Humana can be the thumbsucker. So, likely a kid, but there are some older kids and even sometimes teenagers are still sucking their thumbs. But, this goes back to that breastfeeding. And just as a lactation consultant myself, I want to say when a baby breastfeeds, they have all of their sucking needs met. So when a baby has a high suck need, they need to have that sucking motion. And babies who don't get breastfed, if they're having bottles, in place of being at the breast and having all their sucking needs met, then they are the ones that usually need a pacifier. And I'm not saying that breastfed babies don't need pacifiers, because plenty of breastfed babies still have pacifiers. But what I'm saying is the babies who aren't breastfed usually end up needing a pacifier or their thumb, and they're constantly putting something in their mouth, constantly having to nibble something or eat something. I don't mean the little babies, but, as they get older, because that sucking need wasn't met or isn't being met, inevitably moving in the direction of eating disorders. So again, please don't hear me saying that if you don't or didn't breastfeed your child, that they're going to have an eating disorder. I was not breastfed, not even for a split second. And I don't have an eating disorder and never have. So please don't hear that. There are huge fluctuations, can be huge fluctuations in body weight of the person needing LAC Humana. So body weight can go up and down. They can have an increased appetite, craving for sugar, craving for salt, crave chocolate, possibly crave milk. Generally, they're worse for milk, but that doesn't mean that they can't crave it, right? So like I could not sit down and drink a glass of milk because it would not, my body would not be happy with that. But man, would I love to. I mean, to sit down.
I've had people tell me that. Like they want milk, but they don't feel well and can't drink it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I used to do that all the time. I mean, just drink just a big old glass of, I used to drink whole milk all the time. And so this can be related to the calc carb, sacrum, albumin, carcinosin kind of picture also. So, imbalanced maternal instinct, either too much or too little, feeling of separation or the feeling of overly involved. Never been well since you've had a termination. Never been well since a miscarriage. This is the number one remedy for eating disorders in general. Addictions in general. Hand-to-mouth habit patterns. Constantly chewing nails. Constantly sucking thumb. Constantly smoking cigarettes. Oral fixation. Now, if you're a current client of mine or a past client, if you're right now thinking, why has she never done LAC Humana with me? I just had several clients pop in my head, pictures of them pop in my head that I was like, man, I need to try this remedy with them. So you're probably the one I'm thinking about. what do we mean when we say nourishment and that connection between the mother and the baby? So important, this is an important remedy for quitting smoking. Oral fixation, bulimia and anorexia. This is a number one remedy for those. This remedy balances the progesterone and estrogen levels in the body. So all the issues around menses, painful periods, I would say even menopause, because in menopause, the progesterone and estrogen can be imbalanced or too low or too high. So polycystic ovaries, infertility, breast cancer. With all the milks, you have this question of the child and the nourished child and the problems with nourishment in the child. So lactic acid is often suggested to the person, a bit like Peter Pan, the eternal child. Sacrum album is the spoiled child. Sac-lac, we're talking about remedies here. Sac-lac is the abandoned child. Lac felinum, which is cat's milk, is the child alternating between the dependent and the independent child entirely on their terms. Lac caninum, which is dog's milk, is the child who is both fearful and aggressive, swinging between fear and aggression. Lac caprinum is goat's milk, and this is the sexually precocious child who is also sometimes the backwards child who clings to the mother. You have to remember these materia medicas use words like backwards and other words that we don't really use anymore to describe children or people. Lac humanum, being mother's milk, is the indifferent and the controlled child. So the theme of all the lacks seemed to be, I need the people I'm dependent on, and the feeling is constricted, blocked, and therefore there's a need for freedom and independence as well. Dependency, nurturing, loving, caring that goes with milk and food, therefore the protection, because you don't want to be too much involved in this. You want your own freedom as well. Generally, the milks are psychotic remedies. I don't mean P-S-Y, psychotic. It's the miasm, the psychotic miasm, S-Y-C-O-T-I-C, the psychotic miasm. So generally, the milks are in the psychotic miasm picture. So all the problems of the lacks, the lack milks, all the problems of the milks linked into food, nourishment, nurturing, caring, mothering. So that'll be part of the theme running through the whole picture. It's related to calc carb, calc phos, silica, magnesium, and nat carb. And those are all the general remedies that have an issue with milk. So for babies who are allergic to mother's milk, calc phos and silica, which is a sensitivity and allergic allergy to mother's milk, you might want to know, why are they allergic to the mother's milk? Is the mother a smoker? Is the mother on drugs? Is the mother angry? Does the mother have issues? Is there something wrong with the milk? Again, as a lactation consultant, sometimes the milk can actually taste soapy. There's an imbalance of something in the soapy tasting milk.
No, I don't remember. Oh, well. I can look that up.
Man, I used to know exactly what that was. So anyway, is the mother...
lipase?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So is the mother drinking milk? Is it that the milk is perfectly fine, but they're allergic to it? Or is there actually something wrong with the milk, and therefore this is a healthy reaction on the part of the baby? So these are just questions in the case-taking process that you might consider, and then you're able to look in them in your repertory Materia Medica and determine if one of the lacs, one of the milks is called for. So that is Lactumana.
Did you want to read? I found a couple interesting things in the Materia Medica.
Yes, please do.
For the mentals, it kind of gave a clearer picture in here too. It said heightened awareness of the body, aware of being looked at, oversensitive to criticism, offended easily, sensitive to noise, mind active with little things, excessive mind chatter, thoughts disordered, distracted, hurried, heedless, caring what or careless what others think, indecision, impatience, alternating impatience with patience, industrious and efficient. There's a lot. So confusion, disorganized, anxiety with feeling that control over your senses is lost. There's so anxious, critical, aversion to company, better alone. Feelings of loss, weeping, tearful mood from a story or music, weeping from offense. But then there's also the desire for company. So it can alternate, which is very typical. I learned through this for the lacs. You want like the extremes of each side.
Yeah.
So it's actually a bigger remedy. It can be for insomnia and uterine pain, dysmenorrhea. So I thought that was cool. Just some other things to add in. Look it up in your Materia Medica if you want to know more.
Very cool. Thank you for looking that up. Yep. Awesome. That's Lactumana. Hey, I do want to say that I'm sorry we were doing those lacs close together, and then we recorded this one and it didn't record. So it's coming out way after longer than we expected. So anyway, here you go. I hope you enjoyed it, and let us know, give us a review, share it. Let us know what you want to learn about. You can make comments on the video or, maybe on the podcast and let us know what other things you would like to learn about. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Have a great night.